Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Tabata Pena Ferreira. I'm speaking on behalf of VKA Austria, Child Rights Connect, ECPAT International, Clínica de Direitos Humanos, UFMG, and Clínica de Direitos Humanos, PPGD, PUC Paraná. We emphasize the need to keep the following in Article 1.1. Victim shall mean any person or group of persons, irrespective of nationality or place of domicile, who have individually or collectively have suffered, or the term victim may also include, to add, where relevant have alleged to have suffered harm that constitute human rights abuse. The term victim may also include the immediate family members or dependents of the direct victim, to add, and persons who have suffered harm in intervening to assist victims in distress or to prevent victimization, as well as any child under the care of the direct victim, whether provided by law or by the local custom. A person shall be considered a victim regardless of whether the perpetrator of human rights abuse is identified, apprehended, prosecuted, or convicted. Add to the last sentence, when the victim is a child, harm should contemplate the impacts on their development. As Article 1.2, including human rights abuse, and to add, or violation. We support the proposal of Panama to keep the right to a safe, clean, and sustainable environment at the end of Article 1.2. Thank you, Chair, for taking our proposals into consideration.